Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We have an earlier last call, more school debate, and oddly enough, Nathan Bedford Forrest. My name's Ike Morgan, and we're down in Alabama. Last call is going to be coming early to Alabama bars for up to 120 days. The Alabama Alcoholic Beverage Control Board voted to cut off alcohol sales at 11 p.m., and AL.com's Lawrence Specker reports that bar owners are expressing frustration and resignation. Randy and Marlene Stidham own the Blues Tavern in Mobile. Randy said weekend shows usually begin around 9, and a lot of times people don't even come in until around 10:30. He said it's not an easy pivot for bar owners to make. Quote, "I don't see how they can put it on bars. There's no science behind it. There's no facts behind it. I'd like to know how 2 hours makes a difference." AL.com's Lita Gore reports that the 11 p.m. time actually was a compromise. ABC Administrator Matt Gibson said state health officials had asked the board to consider cutting off alcohol sales at 9 p.m. They made it 11 after hearing from bar owners. Gibson said, "A bar by definition is a congregation of people. There are very few where they can space out 6 feet apart." He also said ingestion of alcohol generally leads to higher levels of fraternization. But y'all already knew that. Heard it in a Jimmy Buffett song, I'm sure. If you have kids who are about to start their school year in Alabama in the coming weeks, you're finding out that you're going to need to stay tuned to the school status right up until your youngin's about to get on the school bus. Plans are definitely subject to change in a pandemic. Last week, we read a list of school systems that plan to have virtual classrooms for the first 9 weeks of the school year. Systems such as Mobile County and Montgomery County were going that route. And at least one system is now being leaned on to make the move to fully virtual for the first 9 weeks, at least among older students. AL.com's Tricia Powell Crane reports that Jefferson County, Alabama Health Officer Mark Wilson advise schools that middle and high school students should keep their distances. Quote, "With the current level of viral spread and disease activity in the community, there is a considerable chance that cases of COVID-19 will occur among students and or staff despite precautions in the schools, which could result in individual classes being quarantined. If classes are not stringently isolated from one another, whole schools may end up having to close." And he's pushing middle and high schoolers to learn from home for the first 9 weeks, for in-person teaching to take place in sixth grade students and younger only if the schools can keep classes separate throughout the day, do the social distancing thing, and require face masks, except when they're eating or drinking. Now, 3 of the school districts in Jefferson County and 1 public charter school have already said they would be teaching all students online for the first quarter. All right, I don't claim to be a political advisor, but I started following politics during the 84 election season. And as an 11-year-old, I figured that just about the worst political applause line possible is to promise someone you're going to raise their taxes. But I was wrong. At least judging from the reaction to the Alabama state representative who posted on Facebook that he had a great time celebrating Nathan Bedford Forrest's birthday over the weekend. AL.com's Howard Koplowitz reports that both parties have been critical of Prattville's Will Dismukes after the Republican member of the State House posted the photo of himself at the Sons of Confederacy event in Prattville. Forrest, of course, is best known as one of the early leaders of the Ku Klux Klan. Dismukes removed his post on Monday and said the photo, quote, Dismukes removed his post on Monday and said that he, quote, was in no way glorifying the Klan or disrespecting the late Representative John Lewis. Now, of course, the Alabama Democratic Party has called for Dismukes to immediately resign. And Alabama Republican Party Chairwoman Terry Lathan said her party isn't going as far as asking him to step down, but she did address voters in his district. Quote, "It is one thing to honor one's Southern heritage. However, it is completely another issue to specifically commemorate the leader of an organization with an indisputable history of unconscionable actions and atrocities toward African Americans. I strongly urge his constituents to contact Representative Dismukes to articulate and share with him their thoughts on his personal actions." Other Republican Party leaders also condemned Dismukes' post. Well, thank y'all for listening. We'll be back here again tomorrow. Until then, stop by and see us anytime you want to, 24/7 on the World Wide Web at AL.com.